Hey, are you following me? Don't do that. You understand my language? I know you're there. I can sense your presence. Step out from there and show yourself. Slowly. Oi! I said slowly. Hey, what are you... Stop it! Get off! There's no one else here. That was me. Yes, I'm sure. I was sword practicing. Now, can we just pretend this never happened? Because so far it's been very awkward. Thank you. Oh, hello. Who are you? I've never seen you here before. Where have you come from? Oh, that means you're stranded. How awful. Do you need any help? I hope you didn't get hurt going down. Then, what were you doing before? Admiring my figure. Yeah, of course. Were you really? Right. Change of subject. Tell me when you landed. I see. Is that your ship over there? Want me to take a look at it? Of course, it's no trouble. I'm quite adept at engineering. I'm pretty sure I can get it fixed. Come on. Wow. This must be ancient. I didn't know any of that make was still around. Not for a decade at least. Wasn't the C-44 originally used as a long-distance explorer? Yes, I admit I've always wanted to tinker with one of those. All right. Could you pop her open? Thanks. Well, let me see. Oh, this connector's fried, but that ought not to be a problem. I can just switch these over and... Hold on. Do you have any tools to hand? Yeah, no, I need something smaller than that. Yes, that should work. All set. Now I need to check the diffuser or the engine blast might overheat the hull in minutes. Pass me that wrench, would you? No, the other one. Yes. Is there any wire left over in that toolbox? Great. Yes. I can tie off the burner cable here and redirect the ion steamer. See? This patch won't work forever, but it'll keep you going for a while until you can get it fixed properly. Now, start her up. Or, actually, would you mind if I did it? Yes. Certainly I can. I'm a great pilot. You know, you might want to take a step back. Huh? Why is nothing happening? I don't know. Let me try again. Something's not working right. Oh no. Power down. Looks like it's a bit more complicated than I first thought. Help me down, please. No, it's fine, I'm sorry. I ruined your ship even further. The core's been modified. Right. Okay, no offense, but you maybe should have told me that before I stuck a multi-tool in there? Indeed. A whole other mechanism. I should go check in my hut if I have something to replace the spool, but I doubt it. Looks as if you might be stranded here a while. My apologies for that. By the way, I totally forgot. I'm Ray. Oh no, I don't live here. I'm only staying here for a while. I'm traveling across different worlds to to learn and train myself. Oh, that's a long and slightly strange story, and I'm sure you don't want to hear that. Should we walk? Yeah, I've set up a little hut for myself some way beyond those trees. You're welcome to join me. There aren't many options going, frankly. The woods only grow impenetrable further north, and if you stick to the direction you were going in, you'll end up by the ocean. The sight is stunning, but a dead end, I'm afraid. Follow me. Actually, I've been here 3 weeks, and you're the first person I've met. Isn't this the most preferable place to be stranded in, though? Many beautiful things to encounter. Yes, I agree. Wait, you meant me, didn't you? Okay. Don't. Yes, it could be a lot worse. I grew up on a planet that was all desert. There was poverty and hunger. It wasn't a nice place. And still, isn't it strange that one should feel homesick for a place you never want to go back to? How do you know what it's like to be at home nowhere? Oh, how terrible. It must be awful to no longer be able to live on your home planet. Is that why you're travelling across the stars in that rusty old... Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I really did ruin the ship, didn't I? Would have been a sweet ride for sure. I love to go fast. In a ship. You're not stopping with the innuendos, are you? You're unbelievable. It wasn't meant as a compliment, but... You're welcome. So, what is it you're looking for? Love, maybe? A place for a colony? So, you're a kind of planet scout, then? That sounds like an exciting life, and surely you have an enormous task at hand. About this planet, I can tell you a large portion is water, and inhabitants seem to be few and primitive, but the wilderness is quite harsh and weather tends to swing to extremes every few days. In the mountains, you could get hit by a boulder. Despite their beauty, not the most ideal surroundings for a lasting settlement, I suppose. What other planets have you been to? I've heard of that. It's supposed to be a lot like my home planet. A legendary family lived there. You're right. Not a good place for heat-sensitive people. Oh, isn't the entire system, like, swampland? I guess it's better than the Outer Rim, but still. Me? I haven't been there. I may go. Well, the short version is that I'm training to become a Jedi. You've heard of them. And you don't think me ridiculous. Good. Because sometimes even I'm not sure that I'm not. You know, I didn't really feel this calling until recently. Let's just say a lot happened in a very little time. Which ultimately led me to where I am now. Practicing, learning. I have this power, you know. It's been with me all my life and I never knew. If only I had. So many things I could have done. So much. Yes. Yes, now the Jedi are all but extinct. An interesting point. You're saying it's exactly the suffering I've seen and been through that makes me who I am now. And that the Force became mine to tap into that at the right time, and not just randomly. Right, we're here. This is it. Please step inside. Sit down. It's a little tight. I wasn't prepared for visitors. Something to drink? Sure. Here you go. I was saying I might agree with you, just as I'm quite sure your landing here was not an accident. Oh no, I mean on this planet, in this particular area. The way your ship went down was definitely mechanical failure. Or bad piloting. I wouldn't know which. I was joking. I didn't mean to rile you up. Hey, don't touch that. Lightsaber part. I'm crafting my own. This is still highly unstable. Also, I wouldn't want you to chop off a piece of your body. I quite like you whole. Thanks. I'm, flattered. Well, no, I was serious. I could feel it. Don't you feel it too? That little tingling sensation somewhere in your thoughts that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. That this is the place you were destined to end up in. Yes, this piece of land. This tent. I can sense something powerful in you. But it's not the force. It's different. A longing. A desire. So I suppose everything aligns because before you landed, my sleep was haunted by dreams of lovemaking and loud, lustful sexual fantasies. Oi! Focus! What I'm saying is, I want to. Yes, I want to do it. I've gone way too long without it. Come on. We both know you want to sleep with me. Be one with me. You've been thinking about me constantly since you spotted me. No, I can't use the force in, that way yet. Also, I don't need the force for that. Your thoughts are pretty obvious right now. Mind control only works on the weak-minded, and such you are certainly not. But I can help you control your body, like when you're having trouble holding back from finishing. I know it's bad to brag, but I could make you go for hours. Yes, I can teach you, I think. I never have. Seems to me you have your mighty weapon ready. Can I touch you? Like this? You like that? I'm very gifted with my hands. Yeah. I could just sit here and stroke you for a while. What? Is yours highly unstable as well? Don't worry. No, you may not. Oh no, you're not going to... I can do this. Hold on. Wait. Take off my robe first. Here. Now, undo... Quit fumbling with me. I'm trying to do it. There. Oh, you like what you're seeing. Hey, do I have to keep my mind on you to stop you from coming, or are you going to be okay for a bit? Fine. What do you want to... Oh, damn. Ah. You're pushing all the right buttons. Yes. Oh, don't you dare take your hand away. Keep going. Oh, you're going to make me... No, don't stop. I don't need a break. Lie down with me. Push in. Now. Hurry. Oh, Oh, it's been a very long time since somebody groaned into my ear words like, "Oh, Ray, I'm going to come soon." And back then, it was always meaningless to me. Of course, I'm planning to keep thrashing about under you. I'm not going to lie still. Go on then. Let's change positions. Oh, I'm going to pin you down no matter what you do. I haven't had sex in years. I had no idea I was so good at this. I'm going to let you finish. In a minute. This is just too good. No. Don't come yet. I'm nearly there. Just breathe. Just breathe. I can't feel... I feel I can't keep you any longer. Move harder. Do it. I feel I can't keep you any longer. Move harder. Do it. I'm hurrying. If I'm going any faster, I'm afraid I might hurt you. I'm hurrying. If I go any faster, I'm afraid I might hurt you. Can you come now? I thought you were ready. Hold me. Hold me. Hold me now as we climax together. So good. So good. Can we agree for hours was an unwise estimate? You're still erect. Would you keep going for a little longer? Oh, yes, I want to feel that again. Sure, right now. Yes. You're so strong. Yes. Oh, wow. I had no idea I could. I always thought they were a myth. I guess I still have much to learn. Do you want to help me? figures. I can't foresee how our paths should intertwine, or for how long, or how closely. I only know that this, right now, feels good. It seems right to me. Oh yeah, the part I wanted to look for. Give me a minute. Here it is, but I don't think it'll fit. Did you bring the fuse lock? Let me see. No, not the kind of spool you're looking for. Not with the modified part. I could take you with me when I depart. Surely you'd be able to cram into my ship. Oh gosh, I was merely offering you a ride. Speaking of which, would you like another orgasm? You want me to give it to you? After what you just had me experience, anything. Sure. I told you, I'm quite good with technical things. Yeah. Call that the finishing strokes. Let me grip the handle like this. All right, I'll stop. You don't want me to shut up? Oh, I can do that. No problem. Are you coming? No? Oh, no, I'm doing it wrong, aren't I? Thanks for that. Well, there's a lake to the south. We could bathe there. I'd love that. Stop smirking. Any man might have happened to make me happy. Stop it. All right. No, I'm not annoyed. Not at all. I'm a Jedi. My mind is calm. Except, I feel the strong imbalance that tells me I could go again. And I get the feeling that I would not need Jedi tricks to get you hard again in no time. How would you like our next encounter to be in the water?